Monster from the Void, Space Wars, Book 2, written by Adam Blade and read by Theo Solomon. Two teams of cadets floated in the zero-G game chamber, all at angles to one another. Without any gravity, there was no up or down. It reminded Harry Hugo of deep space itself, but there was no time to think about that right now. "Catch!" yelled Ava. She flung the ball, and it spun through the air in a flash of silver. "Got it," muttered Harry. He had wired his prosthetic arm up to his rocket boots, and a twitch of his thumb rerouted power to the thrusters. A little too much power. Whoosh! His heart lurched as he shot off, straight past the ball towards the metal wall of the game chamber. He was too slow to maneuver, and threw up his arms just in time to cushion the impact. Thump! Laughter echoed round the chamber as he righted himself. He saw a tall, blonde-haired boy in the other team's colours intercept Ava's pass. Marcus Knox. Harry gritted his teeth as his smug opponent flipped in the air, then hurled the ball towards the goal. The keeper flailed, but failed to stop it. "Goal!" The cry rang around the chamber. The glow boys flashed green, and Marcus did a victory somersault. A holographic scoreboard spun slowly above the court. 8-0. Harry groaned. Zero-G handball took some getting used to, especially with a new pair of rocket boots. "Hey, Robo-Arm, nice catch!" crowed Marcus. He looped the loop, and Harry noticed that he was wearing Fire Flash rocket hoppers, the best boots that credits could buy. Boots I'd never be able to afford. "Pro tip," called Marcus. "In the cadets, we try not to fly straight into walls." He grinned at his teammates, but none of them seemed to find him all that funny. Harry clenched his fists. His cheeks burned, but before he could answer back, Ava's hand closed over his arm. "Hey, you're new to the cadets, remember? This is the first time you've even played. You're doing great." Harry felt a little calmer, looking into her kind brown eyes, but he could still hear Marcus behind her. "And check out those boots. I've seen cheap fakes before, but seriously, they look homemade."
"They are," snapped Harry before Ava could stop him. "Not everyone on Vantia 1 has more credits than sense."
He was rewarded with a brief flash of anger on his rival's face. Marcus might be the governor's son, but Harry knew that making rocket boots from scratch was way beyond him. Then, luckily, the scoreboard chimed and rose up through a hatch in the ceiling. It was the end of the match.